Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Real Women, Real Talk Friday, January 3rd. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:32 a.m. Central Standard, 8:32 Eastern. And you know, in case you missed it, the OPT network has expanded, it has increased, and it has essentially gotten bigger. Oh yeah, David Christmas. It is the what show?
The bigger show.
The bigger show. So what that means is that we'll join you at 7:30 and we'll wrap it up at 9:30. And I can't tell you how blissful and how excited we are about increase. It promises to be an incredible morning. We want you to stay with us. And if you're just getting your morning started, it is a beautiful, crisp, very, very cool morning. So make sure that you're bundled up. Make sure that you've given yourself enough time to get there safely. And for some of us, it's kind of the last sleep-in day. Many kids are headed back to school Monday, some Tuesday, and some Wednesday. So I know everybody is soaking up the last days of the holiday vacation. We hope that if you've traveled back to your home, that you made it back safely. And for those of you who had company, we hope that you have gotten your home back in order and are getting back into a routine. Y'all, we're super excited about the expansion, the increase, and we're super excited about Real Women, Real Talk on this Friday morning, the day that we all love to love. Hey, everybody, we're going to take a break here, but we'll be back. We'll tell you what's happening on Real Women, Real Talk. We'll tell you who's here, and it promises to be a great conversation. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Hixson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hixsonhasit.com. Also, minimally invasive image-guided specialist. We're going to be telling you about the doctors at Minimally Invasive Guided Specialist and what they do, short for MIGS. They help people to get better, faster, and not have to go through all of the rigors of regular surgery. So it promises to be real, real informative information for all of us. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions, Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team, you know, they're always, always on point. You can phone them down in Bunkie at 318-346-2540. Hey, everybody, it's 7:34. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with more after this.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HixsonHasIt.com. HixsonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixsonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixsonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixsonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixson has it.
Hixson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA, Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. We'll be right back.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Friday. It is the day that we all love to love. And it's January the 3rd, so we hope that as you're settling into 2014, that things are moving right along. And so before we get into Real Women, Real Talk, I want to just kind of share a thought with you that I had this morning during our meditation time. And I was thinking about anxiety, and there have been so many articles written about anxiety and the dangers of anxiety. And sometimes when you move out of one season and you move into the next season, you start to feel anxious. And if you're a believer, of course, you know what the word says about anxiety. And so as I was meditating this morning and praying, and DC and I were just kind of fellowshipping, getting our morning going, I started thinking that we really wanted to share with all of you that are moving into the next season. And, you know, we've talked about New Year's resolutions, but not really that resolve to do things differently, but setting goals and setting themes for your life that really are a continuum of hopefully what we've already been doing, but we're just getting what? Bigger, better, stronger, greater. And so this morning, if you're feeling a little bit anxious, a little bit uncertain, you're feeling maybe even the F word, not the F bomb, but the F word, fear. If you're feeling a little fearful, this is what I want you to do. I want you to stop. You know, you don't have to literally, but just kind of stop and start to breathe in and calm yourself and begin to let yourself know that the things that you're moving into in the next season, and I had to do this, are not things that I have to do, but the great one that lives in me and abides will do them. And when you just stop, I mean, because you know you can get so anxious that your heart can just start palpitating. You can start, you know, just feeling anxious. You can start feeling all sorts of things within your body because it's a combination, I think, of excitement, of energy, of uncertainty. It's just a bevy of emotions. And so this morning, if you're saying, Carlette, you know what? You guys are talking to me. I'm feeling that. Well, this is what I want you to do. I want you to take 30 to 60 seconds. I want you to stop. I want you to just clear your mind. I know it's hard to do, but you do that by just taking some really, really big, deep, cleansing breaths. And then you can reassure yourself that you don't have to do anything except for be available. Now, you do have to do the work, but the really big, big things that you're expecting, they happen through divine appointments, divine intervention. They happen beyond ourselves. And DC said to me the other day, he said, Carlette, you know what? You have to just stop and know that everything will work itself out just the way that God means for it to. And when God shows you a thing, it doesn't matter if you've seen the manifestation or not, you just have to continue to move in that realm, move toward the mark. Sometimes it's like the newism goes. Sometimes it's like an iceberg. You chip, 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 nothing falls off. And does that make you anxious? Does that make you uncertain? Absolutely. And then, though, if you keep chipping, chip, 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 boy, a big old block falls off. And then you feel justified. So if that's you this morning, I want you to do this with me. I want you to just take a few seconds. I want you to just dig. Deep, deep, deep for this big, big breath. I want you to just go down into your abdomen and just bring it in through your nose, that refreshing, cleansing breath. And you do it like this. You just, you fill up, fill up, fill up, and you hold it. You know how like when you're having an x-ray or something and they tell you to just hold it, hold it, hold it. And you're like, I can't, I can't, I can't. And then you just let it go. And then if you do it again, you just, and if you can, you can just close your eyes and you can fill your abdomen with air. And I know it sounds so corny, but it works. And you hold it until you just can't hold it anymore. And then you just just smooth, cold, breathe it out. And I'm going to tell you, whenever I'm feeling uncertain, whenever I'm feeling anxious, and mine comes in the form of excitement, I mean moving, trying to get to the next thing, trying to make it happen. And DC said, you know what, Carlette, we got to always go back to this. I can't, he can, and I'm going to let him. And so if we become willing participants in God's plan for our lives, I am telling you, you are setting yourself up for such amazing, great things in 2014. And this morning, as we were getting ready, I just really felt compelled, because so many of my sister friends are talking about anxiety, and not just like the butterfly anxieties. Now, when I'm talking about anxiety, I'm talking about the butterflies as I'm getting ready and I'm, you know, embarking upon newness and things that are getting bigger, better, and greater in my life. And, oh, yeah, just eager and ready. No, I'm talking about the anxiety that is so big and so great that if you're not careful, it puts you in fear. And I told one of my sister friends, I said, you have got to begin to speak to someone about this anxiety, because it is starting to literally take control of your life. I read an article that talked about 40 million people in the United States that experience anxiety. And not surprisingly, women are experiencing anxiety more than men. And you know why, ladies? It's because we are trying to control everything and everybody. And if there's one thing that we can share with you this morning, is that if you just release and you just let go, you know what? If you're available and you're doing the things that you need to do, then great things will surely happen. Hey, everybody, it's 7:48. It's Real Women, Real Talk. It's Friday, January 3rd, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Magnolia State Mortgage. It's where dreams come true. The ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage are standing by, waiting to help you. You can phone them at 318-561-8020. Also, Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions. For Real Solutions, that's where I am, for Real Solutions in healthcare, they're serving you and your family. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Hey, everybody, stay with us. You're on point, the official OPT Network. It is getting bigger. It is getting better. It is getting greater, and we want you to stay on point. We're back right after this.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana. Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org. R473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas. The official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation.
I'm wide awake.
Dreaming for
everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Friday. It's the day that we all love to love. But most importantly, it's Real Women, Real Talk on the new OPT Network, extending from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m., ladies. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The bigger show. We're going bigger. We're getting better, and we're going to be doing even greater works in 2014. And I want to welcome back to the OPT Network our regular contributors, Lisa Campo, Lamia Solomon, and I think we're going to have some other incorporations maybe a little bit later in the show, possibly. Ladies, good morning, and welcome to 2014 on
good
the
Good morning! Yes, I'm excited. 2014.
Now you hear Lamia's excitement, and you know it is Real Women, Real Talk Friday, but I was gonna try not to talk about the Sugar Bowl.
What you say? God dog it! Did you see them Sooners?
But when Lamia walked in,
I'm sorry, who was playing in the game?
Don't hate Weeza.
Now
Weeza
don't
hate hating. Weeza was very excited to see anybody beat Bama.
Oh, come on now. Now, I know I got my girl.
Team. I was very excited.
I got my girl, Dr. Rochelle, out there, who is a Bama alumni.
I know she was sad, disappointed.
The tide got rolled over.
But I'm going to tell you one thing. I have been so underwhelmed by the bowl games. But last night, I was saying, you know what? If Oklahoma upset the Tide, it would just be an incredible game.
The Tide? Wait a minute. Forget the Tide. What about baby Nikki? Nikki was just stomping his feet and pounding his fist. He was so upset. I think he tutu'd in his diaper. His little blood vessels down the side of his neck were just pulsating. Oh. He was just a child on the sideline.
But you know what? But in all fairness to Coach Saban, he is a winner.
He is a winner.
He hates to lose.
He does not like to be told no.
Okay, but in all fairness, let's talk about Bob. Let's talk about Stoops. He is a winner.
Bob Stoops is amazing. Yes. I mean, he is absolutely incredible.
And winning is in OU's blood.
OU showed up.
They showed up and showed out.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. On a weeknight, I have been going to bed early. But you know what? I stayed up.
It was a great game.
It was a great game. And we got to say big kudos to the freshman quarterback, Trevor Knight. He was absolutely unflappable. He was incredible. He just showed up.
Yeah. He had so much composure.
I mean, on such a big stage.
One of the touchdowns that he threw, he was going out of bounds, and he drug his feet and threw it back across his body and nailed his receiver. I was floored by the kid's talent. I really was.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And anybody who knows football.
That was a professional play.
Mm-hmm. And first of all, anybody who knows football knows a quarterback is not supposed to throw across his body
like that.
Exactly. But
we noticed that. That's pretty bad. Now, I will say this. We are seeing a lot of talent coming up in these freshmen. LSU had their – and I'm not stealing glory.
Yeah, he did. Yes, Jennings was the freshman quarterback.
We've got some talent, but I will tell you this. Our little LSU freshman quarterback, he don't look nothing like that Sooner quarterback is looking. I'm just saying, that little boy last night looked amazing.
He did his job. And you know what I like about it the most? Because no matter what questions they asked him, he gave honor to God first.
Right.
He gave honor to God. He was like, you know what? He carried me through this game. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have made it. And you know what? That takes a lot of courage.
For someone that young to step out and speak and proclaim their faith in an audience of so many viewers.
Oh, that was so awesome. Yes. And then let me just say, I gotta give a shout out to Julian, my nephew, who played a wonderful game, number two. Yes, defensive.
That's my nephew, Julian Wilson.
I love him. Thank you.
What's his last name?
Wilson. Thank you.
Oh, Julian is a beast.
Yes. I love him. I love him. Y'all, I'm telling you, I'm so excited. Yeah. 2014 is just working miracles.
He's a big bad prototypical receiver. Yes. He's going straight to the league.
Julian is doing his thing, and I'm so proud of him. And I just love him.
Okay, absolutely. It was an amazing game, and you know what? Big ups to Bob Stoops and Oklahoma. They were just, I mean, it was delightful to watch, because DC and I were saying of the bowl games, the teams were so unequally matched.
Yes.
And before the game, and what I love the most is that our little family sat and watched it, and it's a great time when you've got your kids who are interested in sports to sit and watch. And they were saying, DC was saying, Alabama is going to whoop Oklahoma so bad. 17. All the pundits.
They said 17 points. 17.
Yeah.
It was a 17-point spread, and I mean, it was just totally out of left field.
Yeah, don't count us out,
and
baby.
And then I was like,
I love
okay.
when that happens, though. Don't you?
Yes.
Don't you,
and then they say, what, the Big 12, SEC, they didn't deserve to be in the same. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Hold on. Did y'all forget y'all
and then Bob
OU,
Stoops,
baby?
And then Bob Stoops, you know, he really went down when he started talking about the Big 12. And he said, you know, the Sooners punched the accelerator on their offensive tempo with the game's first series. I mean, they got down on it. They just came in and bust them in the mouth. They said, you know what? Oklahoma is here. We want to be respected. We want to be heard. We want to be seen. They showed up and showed out.
Yes, yes, yes. So, therefore, my 2014 will be absolutely fabulous.
Well, I'm telling you, Lamia walked in so excited.
Got my
her Oklahoma paraphernalia on, and she is good to go. And you know what else was surprising? It was a high-scoring game.
It really was.
45-31.
It was 30-something points just by Oklahoma.
Look, at halftime. Halftime.
Yes.
And then, but then the winners that Alabama really are, you know, they started digging their way back, and we were like, you know, don't underestimate the Tide.
That's right. They held on. And it was like, oh, my God, I got a little nervous at first. But I was like, you know what? We're going to do it. We got to do it. We got to take home the win. And like I said, I'm just really, really, really excited.
Absolutely. And you know what? We want to say congratulations to Alabama, to A.J. McCarron. He seems like just a great kid. They've got a great team. And you know what? In anything, you're going to have winners and losers. Yeah. And what we always say at our house is that sports – especially football, it's a game of inches. And it's who shows up, who wants it more. And last night,
we wanted it
more. The Sooners wanted it more. Hey, everybody, it's 4 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 9 minutes after 4 Eastern. It's Friday. It's Real Women, Real Talk. This segment is sponsored by Magnolia State Mortgage. It's where dreams come true. Listen, we really want you to consider, if you're purchasing your first home or you're refinancing, and you hear me say this every single day, and you have not picked up the phone and called the ladies of Magnolia Mortgage because you're standing in anxiety and fear, do it now. 318-561-8020. 318-561-8020. Also, Cabrini Hospital. Remember, y'all, they've got their new clinic. It's called the Incarnate Word Community Clinic. They're located at 3351 Masonic Drive right here in Alexandria. Urgent care, no appointment necessary. You can phone them 318-448-6800. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. For Rosa's number, 318-487-1881. We're not going to be talking about football when we come back, but I just had to say it. It was in my blood. It was a great game, Lamia. I felt the same way that you did, was exuberant. We've got some more time, everybody, on the what? Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody, you're on point, the official OPT network. The what show, Lamia? Wait a minute.
The bigger show. The bigger show.
Mia is our cheerleader this morning. She came in. The only thing you're missing.
She has her hair red for the
season. She has her hair red. She's got her her red Oklahoma vest on. The only thing you're missing this morning is the short skirt. It was just too cold, wasn't it?
Girl, please, could you see all this in a short skirt? I couldn't even see a short skirt on this.
Hey, I wore my red this morning, too. Yeah, I know. Hey, everybody, we're going to take a break here. Stay with us. We're back with more right after this.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey everyone, it's Octavia Williams, and I've just released my new single, God Will Deliver.
God will deliver. Always one time now.
The story behind the song is it was written 8 years ago, and I believe that it has now come out at the right time, just for you and for me, to encourage someone and be an uplifting voice to someone. God will absolutely deliver us, whatever the situation might be, whatever you're going through. He is the deliverer, and just like he did it in the days of old, I promise you, he will do it again for you and for me. I know you're gonna love this song. It's available right now on my Facebook page. Just click like Octavia, O-C-T-A-V-I-A. God will deliver. Pick up your copy today at Red River Music in Alexandria, Nugent Music and Audio in Pineville, and it's also available at iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What you find?
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. The what show?
The bigger show.
Bigger. It's bigger.
Oh, Lisa Campbell, I like the way you said
that. It's just bigger. It's just bigger. It's just bigger.
I love that. That's what I love about Real Women, Real Talk. They are just so amazing.
It can't get better.
It just came to me.
It's just the fact bigger.
That it's going to get bigger.
It's just bigger.
It's just bigger.
Yeah.
I love it.
What do you do with it?
So we're joined by Lamia Solomon, Lisa Campo. I'm going to tell you what I was saying of these ladies, and I said it probably before the year was over. I said, I have seen, you know, and we've seen each other's progression, and we've seen each other through some challenging times, and we've all had them. And we really have just sort of used this forum as therapy to get what?
Bigger.
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 Better.
Bigger.
I love it.
Just bigger.
Just bigger.
And you know, there's only one thing that I can think that women don't like bigger, and that's their behinds. Everything else, we like it bigger.
Ooh. Bigger.
Just saying.
Bigger.
Ooh.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, you know my mind. Was
bigger. We agree.
You know, I like a bigger cake. Mm-hmm. I'd like a bigger car.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like bigger hair.
Well, me
like
too. I
bigger
like
lips.
No, big
okay,
lips.
Well, none of us in this room need bigger lips. Yeah. However, some of my thin lip sisters out there, you know, you're pumping that Drano into your head mm-hmm. these days. Mm-hmm. So
everybody likes bigger.
We
huh?
like yeah. bigger.
Just I like bigger, but I'm not allowed to stay on air.
Okay.
Filter.
Okay. So now.
Bigger mind.
Like we have seen grow. We have seen her filter
yes, her
grow,
filter,
praise God.
Her filter is steadily growing.
Bigger mind.
So, exactly. So, I was asking the ladies about New Year's resolutions, and we have been talking, you know, even before the New Year's, that our family personally just has not gotten into the whole sort of hoopla of resolutions, but instead, we've set goals, we've had things.
Bigger.
It came sneaking up into the biggest show.
Bigger. She snuck up into the bigger.
I gotta put my glasses on.
Wait a second.
Oh, and she's got her green health drink. Look at Miss New Year, baby.
Oh my goodness.
It's New Year, baby.
Y'all gotta know who we're talking about. We're talking about Sherry. L.
Jackson.
Come on, Big D. Come on, man. Hurry up. Sherry L.
Jackson.
Brown.
Oh, Brown.
Jackson.
Sherry L. Brown Jackson.
Okay, I was about to say, where's the Jackson?
Jackson.
It just got what?
Bigger.
I heard you guys talking about it can't get any bigger. Shut up, walking up in here.
It's bigger.
It just got bigger. Happy New Year to everybody.
Good morning.
Sherry, you are a sight for eyes.
I haven't seen her in so long.
I know. Where you been?
I've been all over the world.
You've been all
over? I've been to China. I have been.
My goodness.
To Atlanta, Wisconsin, Ohio.
Bigger. You have been
bigger. My goodness. You are getting B-I-G, Sherry, all over the world.
Well, God is doing a thing.
Yeah. It is so amazing to see you guys.
Thing and I just got so much.
You just got so much.
Bigger.
I think we're getting intoxicated on
bigger.
So this is what I want to talk about. So Sherry, are you a New Year's resolution kind of girl?
No.
Okay. So everybody's high-fiving everybody. Yeah. Nobody in the room is a New Year's resolution kind of girl.
No.
So talk about for you, Sherry, what ushering out 13 and moving into 14 has meant for you personally. Have you thought about it?
I really haven't thought about it. It was, you know, that there was going to be this great overnight metamorphosis.
Mm-hmm.
It's a continuation
mm-hmm.
of
getting bigger.
It's a continuation of life and things that every day should be a progression.
Mm-hmm.
You should be moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
So the things that I've done in 2013, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
You did some ugly?
What's she thinking?
Well,
because you're like, you're a lie. You did some ugly. Everybody did some ugly.
I did some ugly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and the good thing is that God allowed us to still be here.
Ain't that so?
And so, the things in 2013
mm-hmm.
were just planning for things that's going to happen because mm-hmm. it's the natural progression.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a natural progression. It's no, you know, we were, some friends and I, we were talking, okay, what is the big church slogan for the year? You know,
uh-huh,
in 2007, I'm on my way to heaven.
Debt free in 93.
Everything is fixed. You know, through 2009, I'm going to get mine. We couldn't find nothing.
Couldn't find nothing.
So I said, okay, 2014, I'm living my dream.
I know, that's right. Oh, that gave me chills. 2014, I'm living my dream.
I'm living
my Sherry, dream. Aren't you really sort of already in that, in your dream?
I am. But again, there are some things that it's almost like I went into hiding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I think that's okay.
Oh!
Mm-hmm.
It's mm-hmm. okay.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get used to it because I had my hands in a whole lot of things.
How was that for you, backing away from things?
Oh my God, it was brutal.
Was it really?
It was brutal.
Was that a time for you and yourself though?
Well, once I stopped kicking and screaming.
Mm-hmm. Kicking against the pricks.
Kicking against the pricks.
And the pricks are sticky.
Once yes. I stopped doing it and, you know, just kind of like let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, you know.
Your flesh wants what it
yeah,
wants.
Yeah, because I'm
human.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But once I stopped and got with it, things just started opening up.
Mm.
People who I needed to help with my progression to make some things start coming in my life.
Wow.
You know, I've been talking about a book forever.
Yes.
Okay, the book is going to be published.
Amen.
I love it. I love
okay.
it. I love
bigger.
It.
Not
bigger.
Not a bit to break.
Bigger.
And I've been talking about it forever and ever because
right.
I wanted to be the one, you know.
Right.
And it's like over the last couple of weeks, God said, okay, do you want the message out or do you want the credit for putting it out?
Ooh, that's good.
Okay. Is the message more important or is it you, you know, I'm going to put people in your life to make it happen.
Mm.
And once I said, okay, see, when we use the word amen, all it says is I agree with
mm-hmm.
you, God.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Faith is that I agree with you, God.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I did that, it just started rolling.
Mm-hmm.
And so ask me how many pages I got.
I didn't want to say nothing about your pages. I wasn't going there.
Bigger.
Yeah.
Bigger.
So,
I know it's bigger.
I'm excited.
God, I'm so excited for you,
and
Sherry.
And we're excited.
We are
excited.
Yeah.
And it's the support of women.
Oh, we were just talking about that before
people,
you walked in.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Mm-hmm.
The impact that the most strangest places you would find.
My God.
Impact from mm-hmm. someone. And, you know, I'm sitting here listening to your story, and I'm reflecting, and we're talking about, you know, what did it mean to close the doors on 2013? And for me, it was one of the most painful years. It was a year that I also, mm-hmm. you know, was coming back into the world after being kind of, I don't want to say in hiding, but I went home and kind of did my homework and restructured and regrouped. And other than Carlette,
mm-hmm.
I was only exposed to a very small, very hand-picked few select people that I guess only God intended to have an impact in the next several months of my existence.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came back into the world, like I'm sitting here looking at you,
mm-hmm.
people literally ask, did you do Botox? Have you had plastic surgery? Did you get your lips pumped?
Uh-huh.
Did you get boobs? And I'm like, I didn't do anything.
Uh-huh.
Because the amount of stress that got just pulled from my soul was an overwhelming transformation. What it does to your external
uh-huh.
presence as well as your internal presence. Uh-huh. And I'm sitting here looking at you, and I hear just a totally different tone
uh-huh.
ringing in her voice.
Mm-hmm.
Because before you had a message, but it was almost just pulled down. and grief trying to get that message out. And now you've just got a very clear, ringing tone to your voice. Yes.
And it's all glowing. All of you guys are really glowing. We were talking. You really
can
see it.
Carl, did you get Botox? Did you do dermabrasion?
It is. I mean, you can see it over
your lips done.
Face. You can, in your expressions, your words, everything that you're saying, it's a
lighter.
Different aura. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a different aura. It's a positive.
It's bigger.
You know what? No, that is the presence of God speaking.
It's her. You have,
through you.
You have tweaked.
That's what it is.
Your filter.
Let Lamia. Lamia's gotten deep over there.
You know what I'm saying? It is. It is the presence of God speaking through you. Like you said before, was it the point that you wanted the message? You get the credit, or does God get the credit? And I think at one point it might have been, oh, I'm getting the credit, but now God has taken over and used you, and you can see it. I mean, you are brighter. You are amazing. You can see the glow of God coming through you. And I can't say that for a lot of people because, you know, I might have a little glow, but it's a little dim sometimes. I can see your glow coming through. They working on me. I'm in transition.
All right. Well, hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the new year and what our expectations are. And we're hoping that everybody that is tuned into this conversation will turn their specters up. Turn them way up.
Bigger.
Just like, yes, bigger. Bigger. Just
bigger.
What, Lisa?
It's just bigger.
I love it. Hey, The Bigger Show is sponsored by Legacy Floral Designs. Listen, I am telling you, if you're not getting your floral designs from Legacy Floral Designs, what in the world are you doing? They've got the finest floral arrangements, I'm going to say, in Central Louisiana. They're at 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville. The number to phone, 318-321-1991. Also, Heritage Bank, Southern Heritage Bank. They are a community-owned bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is a great stop. Great meats, great food, great company, great people. Hey, everybody, it's 24 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 924 Eastern. Sherry, this is Real Women, Real Talk, the OPT Network, and the what show?
Bigger.
Bigger.
It's just bigger.
Bigger.
Lamia, I think show. When you say that, I don't know about your bigger
filter. Then it's just bigger.
Hey, everybody. Stay on point. We're going to take a break, but we're back with more right after this.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Designs specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured.
Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. The what show?
Bigger.
The what show?
Just bigger.
The what show?
Bigger.
I love it. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We're joined by Lisa, Sherry, and Lamia. And this morning's conversation focuses on something that I think we can all relate to, and that is people pleasing. Have we moved into another season of people pleasing? What that means to our health, what it means about the anxiety that we feel, but more than that, why are we doing it and how do we just stop? And we were all talking about it during the break, and I want everybody to weigh in. First of all, Lamia, you had a different take on people pleasing, so I want you to kick it off.
You know what? First of all, you got to care about the people you're pleasing. For one, if okay. you, because that's just the same thing as being judged. You got to care about, the only way you feel like you're being judged is if you care about the people that's judging you. If you don't care about the people that's judging you, you can't be judged. So if you're looking at all of these people outside that you're trying to make happy because you want their opinions on how they're going to feel about you and you want, then guess what? You're intaking that. You need to let that go.
So for you, Lamia, are you a bona fide people pleaser or not?
No, I don't care. I don't care what nobody think of me. Only person I care about is, that, me is that, what God thinks of
really
me.
Is that really true, though? You don't care what anybody thinks of you?
No, I don't. Because if I did, then, like you say, I would always change what I speak. I would change the way, because a lot of people can't accept me for the things that I say. So, okay, I'm sorry, but I'm going to get it off my chest. Some things, you know, you just can't make everyone happy. So what I do is I make me happy. I make me happy. I'd rather for me to be happy than for you to be happy. I'm just keeping it real. If I'm going to be crumbled by all of this negativity and different things like that, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to make sure I'm all right before I make sure you are right. I'm going to make sure my kids are okay. Though, you know, I care about them. That's my responsibility. But for a grown person, you got to handle your own.
Now, what about in your family?
I used to, and that was my struggle last year, trying to please my family members, trying to make sure that, you know, they're happy or they're content. Now, I don't care. You grown.
Was that about being a good daughter, a good sister, a good
Yes, you know, and you go through that. Everybody wants to be that strong child that everybody can go through. You know, if you need to lean on, then they can lean on you. But then you don't realize you're taking on their problems, their burdens, their stress, everything that they're going through. You're internally taking it and trying to be strong for them. You know what? If you want to do that, pray about it and let it go. Let God handle that, not you.
So when did you realize it and when did you let it go?
Oh, what you talking about? I started realizing that towards the end of this last past year, transitioning on to this year. And it's like I always known. But then it was like, you know what? No, I'm not trying to make them happy. I got to make me happy. And now that I'm at that transition of saying, I'm making me happy more and more and more each day. God dog it, it feels good. It feels really good. You can start, you start feeling better. You can look at someone and you can tell they're unhappy because they have this darkness at all times. And if you don't recall, when I first started coming to the show, it was like I was in this cloud.
It was a weight.
It was a weight. It was a cloud. I was stressed out. It was always something. It was always something because I was just internalizing everything else, whether it was past, whether it was present, whether it was somebody else's or whether it was just mine. I wasn't letting it go like I wanted to let it go. And although I would talk and laugh and joke, it was fine, but it was like, am I really letting it go? And, you know, Lisa helped me on some things. I came on Lisa, and I went to her house, and I was like, Lisa, I'm stressed out, and I'm crying. And Lisa is like, if you don't put your big girl pants on and get this crap together,
I know what she's talking about.
So
I don't know what she's talking about.
Lisa was like, come on. You over here at my house. I'm five such and such, and I'm going to carry all of this.
Right.
Get it together. Right. Like, you got to make some decisions and stick with them, and don't worry about it. Uh-huh. That's not your problem.
Absolutely.
And you know what? That right there, that's a stepping stone. It was like, okay, I got to make some better choices.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be one way, or I'm going to be the other way. Mm-hmm. So I got to the point where I don't care. I'm making me happy.
Mm-hmm.
And this show makes me happy because it's bigger.
It's bigger. I love it. I love it. And so, Sherry, you were saying that this year you were moving some things around and realized that there was a lot of clutter. And I really connected with that. Talk about it.
Well, first of all, when I realized that a lot of my stuff was going undone,
mm-hmm.
I was helping
mm-hmm.
other people reach their dreams,
mm-hmm.
other people reach their destinies because they were asking me to do things, and I would do them. Well, that was
couldn't say no.
Couldn't say no
mm-hmm.
because you think, okay, God has gifted you with things, and so before I know it, I had launched
into somebody else's
thing. And so, but mine was getting...
But let me stop you right there, because I think that there are a lot of people that are really gifted at a lot of things. And DC and I were talking about this.
Gifts
and
have burdens.
But we're not praying about any of these things that we're launching into. Mm-hmm. We're just launching into it, and we're saying, okay, God, bless it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that you were called, or anybody was called, to be in everybody's situation. I think that there are some situations that you are absolutely called to.
That's right. And so God will give you the discernment.
Right.
Everybody's emergencies should not be my crises.
Oh,
I get that.
A lack of preparation on your part does not constitute a state of emergency on mine.
Okay.
And we cannot be savior for everyone.
That's right.
You know, you may think God intended for you to go help someone, and God's going, get out of everyone's business, mm-hmm. really? Mm-hmm. Because people learn who they can call on to get a product out of.
That's
Don't
right.
think it's always okay, you being okay. blessed or us mm-hmm. blessing somebody.
Miss Jackson, put that in your book.
Everybody,
put that in your book.
Look, I like that. I'm writing that down. Everybody's emergency is not my crisis.
It's not my crisis.
I That's love right. that. I'm writing that down.
Well, now we're doing this nowadays.
We're going to do the book when the book.
But okay, so now everybody's requests were not emergencies. You know, they were good things.
But
you
was,
know,
whether but it, is it. Was it that helicopter syndrome?
It was a helicopter syndrome, or just, you know, if I could do it before you know it, Sherry, I want you to help me. You know, I'm trying to. Mm-hmm. Write a press release. Oh, girl, send that to me.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's not necessarily bad. It wasn't an emergency, but I just went on. But every time I did those things, whether it's small or big, over here was being not done.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get past page 15 of the book because I'm still over here.
Helicoptering.
Mm-hmm. And so starting seminary,
mm-hmm.
Getting my master's.
Sherry, let's rewind. Why did you start seminary? I mean, you know.
It was a natural progression of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I always said, you know, yeah, God called me into ministry, but there's preparation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so I want to at least have some credibility behind my name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I, again, when I finally get my mind to something,
mm-hmm.
it just starts moving.
Right.
You know, and so I enrolled in United Theological Seminary in Dayton, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
It's online, but I go also every semester
uh-huh.
to Ohio. But when you get your Master's of Divinity, it's almost like getting a law degree. It is a professional degree
right.
for ministers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so.
So now you got all this on your
plate. All this on my plate. So, and every one of my friends who've gone through the Master's of Divinity program said, Sherry, you're going to have to understand that no will be your big word.
Mm.
You
was
can.
No, was
not.
No hard for you?
It was, especially when it became, when church was, you know.
Involved?
Involved, because I was so, you know, into it.
Yeah.
You
were one of the people that they could call on for everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
And not just here, but anywhere. That's uh-huh. just who I am.
Right.
And so when I had to start stepping back, some Sundays I missed. I just didn't.
Did you feel guilty?
I did.
Uh-huh.
And then I started looking at connecting to streaming church, you know. Uh-huh. I had to do those things because I had to do those papers. I had to do mm-hmm. those things. Well,
did you wonder what people were thinking about you, that you were pulling back, that you weren't there every Sunday, that you weren't there every...
Well, most of the people understood, and I had already, Pastor Joe Green was a pastor then, uh-huh. and I had already had this conversation that, you know, this is what's going on with me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, then I no longer could attend women's ministry.
Uh-huh.
I no longer could attend singles ministry. I no longer could, you know, so those things were.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of ministry.
Well, I had a question.
Was a big thing. Uh-huh. But I had to.
You had to put something down.
I had to put something down.
Uh-huh.
I'm still doing ministry.
Right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But I have a question. When it comes to that, you said, well, you know, you explained why you were stepping back and things like that. Is it truly necessary for someone to explain their actions to other people?
Mm. I had to do that because I was in a
leadership.
I was in a leadership
okay.
position.
Okay.
And so I had to make sure that
that's
they understood,
right
they
on point.
And that
yes.
I left things
in order.
In order. I couldn't just, you know,
right.
just do that. Now, as the time is going back, I am transitioning myself, but I am doing it in such a way that I'm not overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's great. And so you're moving past sort of the clutter of everybody else's stuff and really moving into your own stuff. What does that feel like for you?
It has gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
During this semester, we had to do I'm learning the spiritual disciplines. And as a Catholic girl, you understand that.
Uh-huh.
Meditations and
have you been meditating?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Meditation and times of solitude and personal retreat.
Man, you're lighting up as you're talking about that.
I spent
did you
five.
That?
Yes, I did.
Wasn't it awesome?
I spent 5 hours, no talking, no technology. About getting tuned in.
Wow.
And after the 5 hours, I did it in Lake Charles because I had an appointment, and I said, okay, I'm going to get me a hotel, mm-hmm. and I'm going to stay down here and do my 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the 5 hours. It was raining. It was the perfect setting.
Mm-hmm.
Just quiet.
The perfect storm,
Jared,
literally.
L. Brown Jackson, mm-hmm. quiet.
Uh-huh.
For 5 hours, no technology, no Facebook.
Now, let me stop you right there. What is the one takeaway that Sherry L. Brown Jackson took away from that quiet time?
Number one, that it can happen.
Uh-huh.
That it can be done.
Okay.
That it can be done. And number two, spending time with God is not just one. God speaks in all kinds of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Not just me getting on my knees audibly praying, but he
right.
speaks through. And so this semester and working with those spiritual disciplines help me to do that.
So it's not just praying, but it's listening.
Oh, my God.
Receiving.
And so I was able to, when God would drop something
mm-hmm.
in my spirit, I would write it down.
Oh, that's
so
powerful.
So I had my journal there, and I was, you know,
mm-hmm.
and the things that you, because your mind is free.
Right.
He'll make you deal with some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when my 5 hours was over, I was scared to talk. I was scared
That's
to
wonderful.
Open my mouth.
Wow.
I literally was. And that night the Saints was playing some team, but I was in Lake Charles and I don't think we could get it on regular TV.
Oh no, you could not get it, I'm sure. Not at the retreat.
Yeah, yeah. After the retreat. You know, I was scared uh-huh. because
why?
It was just like I had been in that zone.
Mm-hmm. You'd sort of like been in the presence of God.
Yes.
The clarity had never been clear.
The clarity. Oh. And that's what that does. That's
and don't awesome. You think as women, though, we don't take enough time to just be? And I was saying to my family this holiday season, we had my sister's really, really good friend in. And just watching her, I just learned that we can just be. You don't have to be the life of the party. You don't have to be the center of attention. You don't have to suck up all the air in the room. And don't we have the hardest time just being?
Yes.
Yeah. You know? And she just really was an eminent example of how to just be, but not just be, but be comfortable being. And I think for us as women, we have gotten so busied by pleasing that we feel like if we're no longer pleasing, somehow it takes away our importance. And all of the things, and I know you're a leader in your church, all the things that we do in our church, somehow we're defined by the things that we do. And it's almost like that person that needs to be called on. You want to be, you want your phone to be.
To be needed.
You right. need to be needed. You want your phone to light up. You want all these projects in yourself. You think you want that, but then you realize, Sherry, it becomes other people's clutter, and your mission and your ministry is now somewhere lost in the clutter.
It is.
And you know what? It actually, you become dependent on
being needed.
Ooh. You know, you become
you
depend
on being
dependent.
For your happiness, for your complete.
Well, that's
minute.
Right.
Well,
it's like
you don't get a chance to deal with your issues.
Yeah. That's right. Mm. Because you're so busy dealing with everything else, mm-hmm. everybody else's issues, you don't face your own true mm-hmm. issue. You know, your own issue of whether you're depressed or whether, you know, you don't have an intimate relationship with God.
Yeah, that's a distraction.
Because there's so many. Mm-hmm. That's right. And you know, I found myself like that many a times, mm-hmm. all the time. I was mm-hmm. so busy doing that I lost myself.
Yeah. Mm. Exactly.
I lost myself.
Hey, everybody, we got to take a break here. It's 8:49. Hang on for me, sister. Hey, everybody, this segment is sponsored by Cabrini Hospital, First Federal Bank, and we welcome to the OPT Network, Wood Forest Bank. Also, everybody, McDonald's of Pineville, the city of Alexandria. My connection is lost in here. And I just want to say, isn't it amazing when you get what?
Bigger.
That you've got more time. More time to really put these issues on the table, to really talk about what's happening in the lives of each and every one of us, whether you have identified this or not. It is about really looking at your true self, figuring out, remember who you are, why you are, and where you are. Those are really, for us, the big three. Hey, everybody, you're on point. The official OPT Network. The what?
Bigger.
The what?
Just bigger.
The what?
Bigger.
Hey, everybody, we're going to take a break. Stay with us for Real Women, Real Talk. We're back right after this.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana. Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it?
juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Brother McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business with a Close the Gap mentoring program designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:56 Central Standard, 9:56 Eastern. It's Friday, January 3rd, 2014, and it's Real Women, Real Talk. We're joined by Lisa Campo, Lamia Solomon, and Sherry L. Brown Jackson, and we're talking about people-pleasing. We're talking about how we can get caught up in these traps of trying to please others. And Dr. Rachelle, I got your text. I think it's absolutely incredible. She says, you know what? I'm a recovering people pleaser. I just feel good when I make people feel happy. I need, most of us need help in that way, Sherry. And, you know, as I was reading the text, I started thinking, what's the underbelly of that, of needing to make people feel good? I mean, is that is that for them, or is that for us to be more liked? Because I'm like that too, to a certain degree. I just want everybody to be happy. I just want everybody to be in a good space, in a good place. And you know, it can be debilitating. Let Lisa weigh in on this first, talking about Dr. Rachel saying that she is a recovering people pleaser. She just likes to make people happy. She needs help.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that, and back several minutes ago while Lamia was talking, and you know, one of the things that came to my mind is I think our personalities are developed based on how we come into this world. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say I was a middle child. And the reason I'm using was is because I am not the middle child anymore at almost 42 years old. I'm the wife and mother. That's the role I am now. And we need to shed those roles that we played as children and the roles that we played in our previous family and move into where we currently are. Shed that baggage.
And where we want to be. Don't you
think, Sherry?
And
where we want to be. And being that middle child, I was constantly, the older daughter was my mother's eyes. The baby daughter was daddy's baby. I felt like a dancing monkey trying to get the attention and the approval and be the pleasing child
and I
to
think
be
that,
seen.
And I think that that's where it starts somewhere in our lives.
Yes.
We are wanting people to say, and even as adult, full-grown women, we look for that approval.
Yes.
And we look for it from men to say, you're good enough, you're smart enough, you can be in the pulpit, you know the word. We look for that, and I think that that is the root of it.
Well, and if you look at like how my childhood progressed, where my sisters did none of this, I danced, I cheered, I modeled, I pageanted.
Everything
I was
say, look at me.
Every club at the school. I